welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 12. Halloween episode.
It's a lot of chocolate going on.
There is. Well, it's Halloween. There's a few days before Halloween. We have M&M's, peanut M&M's, sodas, chocolate pretzels.
Covered pretzel, yeah.
And we have a special guest today, State Puff Marshmallow.
Yeah, State Puff Marshmallow.
He's angry.
He's joining in. He's mad about everything we're talking about.
Our big action figure and our smaller action figure, which is from Army of Darkness, the Pit Witch.
He's a little bit drunk. He's been falling over all
He night. Has been falling over.
Pit bitch? Oh, sorry.
Pit
hitter. Whoa. He's looking at you now.
She, it's she, isn't it?
Yeah, pit
she,
witch.
She, whatever.
If you look under her skirt, you can see it's not, it's anatomically correct.
Genitalia.
That is.
And she falls again.
Too bad you're listening to this. And
it's pretty scary after the Halloween.
Halloween episode. And it is our 12th podcast. We've been doing this for 12 weeks, for 3 months now.
Would have been cooler if it was 13.
Yeah, I would have. We should start 1 week earlier.
We should have scared it. Did we think about that?
This is actually our 13th podcast.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey.
Andrew Conway.
Boo.
And Gadiel Conway.
Boo boo.
Gadi.
Boo.
Are you just saying boo boo?
Boo boo.
Boo boo.
Honey boo boo. She's scary.
She's scary. Yeah, yeah. She is scary.
She made Scary Movie 5.
I haven't seen that yet.
You actually watched Scary Movie 5? You're the only person.
Well, as usual, we
have
our...
Wayne's Lawyers. Oh.
Well, the Wayne's Lawyers didn't like it?
Too soon. I wouldn't. No, it's... No.
Well...
There was a lot of scissoring, apparently.
There was a lot of scissoring.
We're getting a lot of motions for scissoring in here. You can't see the motions, but they're happening.
It's true.
Well, as usual...
That's a great segue.
Our first segment that we always do is our top three of something. Scissoring. Since it's Halloween, we're going to do our top three horror movies.
Boo.
Horror movies.
Boo.
This doesn't necessarily have to be the best ever made. It could be the ones that stuck with you from forever, or ones that truly scare you still today or back then. So I'll pass it over to Adam Conway first.
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I'm going baddie in here.
Adam, what are your top three?
There's a couple honorable mentions. Horror movies. One
honorable
that's
mention.
Kind of underrated and not seen by many people.
Not good enough.
Horrible.
But should.
You mean a horrible mention?
Is Monster Squad.
Yay!
It's kind of like the Goonies of horror movies.
You know damn well that
Wolfman
was your number one pick.
Wolfman has Nards.
So wait a second.
Whoa.
Before the podcast started...
There was a debate.
Adam let it slip that one of his favorites was Monster Squad, and Andrew said it wasn't a horror movie.
It's one of my... It's like Goonies. It's like one of the best
movies. It's not a horror movie.
No, I don't think
what
it
is. What is it, an action-adventure?
It's more of an action-adventure sort of...
But it's all the Universal monsters.
Yeah,
and there
monsters,
are some genuinely scary
but they're sort
parts
of, they're
in it.
Kind of like characters of them in a way. They're not like scary. You're not scared
they're...
of them.
A little bit scary. The female vampires in Dracula.
I will say the
when
best,
he says that
we talked about this before. But
yes,
yeah, it's like the best.
The mummy is pretty lame, but you know
he's hilarious. The mummy's Frankenstein's not scary.
He's a good guy almost. So
I think the scariest thing in that is that old creepy man across the street.
Holocaust survivor.
Yeah.
He's a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, sorry.
Definitely not a Nazi.
That's a fuck
up. You guys all switched around there.
They do have one
guy.
Of the coolest transformations for the Wolfman.
The Wolf, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought the Wolfman was
scary. Uncle Rico.
Yeah, played by Uncle Rico, John Grease. But I'm curious as to, like, The Lost Boys is also coming horror. Would you not consider Lost Boys a horror movie?
Definitely a little bit more. There's definitely a lot of scarier moments. I guess.
But they both involve kids. They both involve them going on adventures or whatever. No?
So I hate about this town. Too many goddamn vampires.
Damn you, Grandpa. Damn it.
Good point. I actually have a kind of a comedy horror.
Comedy horror?
List.
All right. Well, that's...
we'll keep going. So I'll digress. Yeah, Monster Squad's a horror movie. We'll give it to you.
It's too late. It's already my...
honorable
mentions on this list. I talked to Adam before he started.
I just mentioned another...
winner.
Movie scene. That's like a great horror, I guess, Halloween anthology that came out a couple years ago. Called Trick or Treat.
Love that movie.
Ooh.
It's so good.
It's a great movie.
They did such a good job with that. I wish there was a sequel.
It's coming
right
out.
Now. I know, but I wish there was one already.
Smell Your Feet.
I think he's joking, guys. I could be wrong.
This guy.
Then moving to my top three, the first one on that list is a fun film from the 80s.
Fun film.
Called Fright Night.
Yeah, ooh. The original with
Chris
Sarandon.
Yeah.
And Chris Sarandon.
Chris Sarandon.
The true evil eye, the true scary
that
evil
eye. That was a great,
yeah. Yeah.
The effects in that were awesome
yeah.
at the time.
Not the
practical.
Yeah, and then number two on the list.
Before you go, what,
yeah.
did you like the remake of Fright Night?
I thought it was okay. It wasn't as good as the original.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. They actually made a sequel, what I heard was actually pretty good as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the sequel yet. I want to.
Starring his sister or something. So.
Interesting.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Directed Blue Egg. I'm surprised he's not here.
That's not here.
Number two on the list is The Shining.
Yes.
The Shining.
What a
yes.
great movie.
It really is terrifying.
We were listening
it's
to
like
the
psychological
yeah,
spooky
yeah.
freaking soundtrack.
Jack Nicholson will ever be topping that movie.
I love in...
You don't like Steven Weber?
I love in the documentary that Stanley Kubrick's daughter made.
Yeah.
It shows Jack Nicholson revving up before that scene where
getting
he's,
into the
yeah,
yeah,
and like the camera guy has to dodge his axe because he's so into it. It's just like, okay, I'm out of here. Right before he slams it into the door, he's revving up like growling like a monster.
Yeah, we're getting like a prequel and a sequel for the film, so we'll see how that...
I still haven't read Dr. Sleep. I want to.
Yeah.
The sequel to Shining, Stephen King wrote recently, came out.
And then my number one horror movie, is Poltergeist.
Oh,
oh
man.
Oh, spooky.
It's
TV.
And
yeah.
see,
made
that's
TV
another one.
Scary,
would you,
else.
That is a horror
this
movie, but that's also
is clean.
Very...
Yeah.
And it's still... So terrifying.
Oh, yeah, the scene where the guy is looking in the mirror and they start...
Oh, oh.
What, that always scared me as a kid
yeah.
when he tore his face off.
Tore his face off.
But the clown is so scary. The
oh,
tree
yeah.
is scary. And so Tobe Hooper, the director of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, directed that. But Steven
yeah, he
Spielberg
almost did it. Spielberg pretty
was
much
a producer,
was
but then took over.
Hands-on
yeah.
almost on everything.
Yeah. yeah. I would love to see what Tobe Hooper... If Spielberg wasn't involved, it probably wouldn't have been as good.
And there's something, you know, there's that whole, like, myth about the curse around the production because a lot of people... died that were in the
yeah
family, including the main
the little
girl.
The little girl died of an intestine problem.
Yeah.
The older sister was murdered by her boyfriend.
The little old lady died like,
natural,
recently, but
Zelda
natural Rufin, thought,
yeah. She lived a long time. Because
she was Jewish.
And they are remaking it when the cast so far sounds pretty good. So.
Yeah, but the it's a
loose remake.
Yes,
yeah.
loose
not,
remake.
Different family, different circumstances, but yeah.
Doesn't have Craig T.
I
same
love
name.
Poltergeist, which is also a
maybe
soundtrack.
He's great
too.
On Parenthood. Maybe this
you
should just make that into our freaking
before,
yeah.
after. Before,
awesome.
After.
So, yeah, so those,
it'd be
my,
awesome.
Those are my favorite.
Those are good,
movies.
Man.
Those are good choices.
Andrew,
yeah.
how about yours?
Yeah, tell us.
Man.
Top three horror movies.
He's taking a few off my list.
Monster
for,
Squad.
Honorable mention, since we're doing sort of comedy horrors, I want to throw out Chud 2.
Ooh, boom!
That's one of the first.
I didn't think again,
what does Chud stand for? Do you remember?
Cannibalistic
humanoid.
Yes, look
dwellers.
At you. High five, Chad.
Yeah. That's one of the first films I remember sort of like watching.
You should
like,
get a chocolate for that.
On,
oh, yeah.
television. And just remember, it's a little scary, but it was kind of funny, too.
Chud.
Chud, too, but the Chud.
But the Chud. Oh, man, that's awesome.
And another funny movie, but it gets a little more serious. That... Wait 1 second. No, tell us. please go on. Make lots of noise. Next movie on my list is Frighteners with Michael J.
Yeah.
Fox. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
A Peter Jackson movie.
So good.
A lot.
There's so many like aspects about that movie were just amazing. Like before, I enjoyed before you actually reveal that it turns out to be Gary Busey's son,
Jake
Busey. I love the whole effect of like him sort of going. Coming through the wall almost.
That's a definitely
great.
A comedy horror.
Great stuff.
Did you ever see the outtakes of that movie with Michael J. Fox?
I have not.
You can look it up online. Check out outtakes of The Frighteners, Michael J. Fox. Search that. And this is before he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. But several times in the outtakes, he had an out-of-body moment and would yell for Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Like several times in several
what?
Different places.
That's
he was
funny.
Like, Doc!
That's
and
awesome.
it like, he realized it. It's really funny and really weird, but yeah, it's definitely not the film.
And then,
was he shooting part 3 at the time, also, maybe? Coen.
I don't think so.
That's
interesting. 93.
My number two on the list is a movie that's unfortunately had about 20 sequels to it now, but the original Saw.
Oh, yeah.
The original Saw was just amazing. I thought it was going to definitely bring Cary Elwes back from obscurity.
Danny Glover.
But you know
they only had time to shoot 2 weeks, and they said a lot of those things you see in the movie was the only thing they shot. They never did rehearsals or anything because they didn't have time.
And it's still one of the greatest surprise endings.
Yeah, it really.
That's the one that stuck with me for sure.
And it was also one of the ones that like came out of nowhere and hit huge, like. Blair Witch. I mean, those kind of came Paranormal Activity.
Saw
was great.
Definitely. And then my top is one I'm sure someone else has got to have on their list. From one of our great directors that didn't make the cut, I don't think. John Carpenter, The Thing.
The Thing is amazing. Is John Carpenter still on the list?
He's on the list. He beat Romero.
So
he's still okay. Sorry. Yeah. He's still in the running. Still in the running.
The Thing is,
with one of my favorite actors, Wilford Brimley.
It's one of the few movies.
He'll come up later.
Female actors at all in the movie.
Yeah,
I know.
Bunch of dudes. I love that movie. It's so good.
That song.
Bunch of dudes hanging out. It's
one of the better remakes.
That scene where the head comes off and the spider legs come out is still just
one of the creepiest things.
And it really is. Like, he says it like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so freaky.
And one of the reasons, you know, can't go wrong with Kurt Russell and
MacReady.
Like, he's, you know,
they've got the same hair, don't they?
And what's so good about that movie is not only the monster aspect of it, but the fact that they're secluded and they start to not trust each other. That's also a scary moment.
It's a story about psychological
horror
as well.
I've never used
a CPR
horror
against
anybody again.
Yeah, seriously.
So many layers.
The fibulator.
Yeah,
that's a good list.
That's my list.
All right,
Well, I'll throw in an honorable mention. We've talked about it last week in our space podcast, but Event Horizon still scares the crap out of me.
That movie's an evil movie. It just is so. I hate.
Damn
to,
you, Sam
I hate to like that movie because it's directed by Paul W.S. Anderson.
Doesn't matter.
He's done such horrible stuff.
I hate it even
but
more.
But he's
now.
Really good. Event Horizon's awesome.
It's spooky and it's.
Liberate.
Try to watch it and not be scared. That's the thing.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Sorry.
Like some horror films have become funny over time. That still scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, I actually haven't watched it since the first time I watched that thing.
I have it here, man. It's really good. It was the first.
It's scary, man.
The first horror movie I
right
watched
after
this
podcast.
October.
Let's watch
I used to
it
have
together.
Nightmares, but that was one of the movies that I was just like.
It was very evil.
It was an evil movie.
I stopped taking baths after that.
Steamy ass baths at that. Starting the list, number three, comedy horror, The Burbs with Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Nice.
I love it. The
so
digging.
Good.
Oh, in the rain. And Corey Feldman's actually pretty funny in it.
I've never seen somebody take out the garbage and beat the living hell out of it. It's such a great line. And the guy who like keeps his lawn perfect. It's so good.
Bruce Dern as the military guy. One of the best performances of the 80s period.
That movie's great. Carrie Fisher was the line. That's crazy.
She doesn't believe a damn thing.
I'm surprised that hasn't been remade.
Tom Hanks is that good, though. It's hard to
It'd
remake.
It'd be harder to make that movie, I think. I don't know.
Who'd you use? Jesse Eisenberg? Shoot that kid.
You could probably still use Tom Hanks. I think you might as well bring
the
Clopex.
And old Tom Hanks goes back to the Burbs.
The Clopex.
Yeah. That would be worth
Tom
it.
Hanks. Burbs too. Back to the
Colin
Burbs.
Colin Hanks could do it. He's getting old now.
The Burbs.
Anton Yelchin.
Yeah. Again, Burbs too. Back. Back to the ghetto.
Yeah, who gets to be the old guy? The old peepee guy from Laughing.
I would love to see a Burbs in the ghetto. That would be hilarious.
Steve Martin.
Aw.
That's good stuff.
Number two is also a kind of...
Horror comedy?
No, it's not a horror comedy. It's got war elements. It's a thinker. It's one of those profound horror films.
Oh, sounds boring.
Devil's Backbone.
Hey.
Guillermo del Toro's just flawless... haunting tale, like of a little.
Is that his second movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was
Cronos.
Cronos
was his first horror movie,
which is good. But Devil's Backbone, just the babies in the... That creeped the shit out of me. And the leg of the... It's the creepiest film I've seen in a while. It's based on a true story. Yeah.
It actually happened to him, so...
Spooky.
That's scary.
Spooky. And I just want to... The treasure. What a great little twist.
Yeah.
Treasure horror story. You don't see that.
You're right. Guillermo del Toro is a treasure.
So true. Number one's pretty obvious. It's Halloween. I know everybody loves Black Christmas, but no, Mike Myers is...
But what's your number one horror?
Halloween.
Did you say Mike Myers?
Yeah, from... Yeah.
Or Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, but it could be Mike Myers.
Mike
you
Myers!
You bastards, like, killed my thunder. But yeah, that's easily the...
Yeah.
The most classic slasher. The ending's great. It leads perfectly into the sequel.
Carpenter movie.
And of course it's Carpenter. And there's two shots that I love more than any. The opening shot going around the house all
the
way.
POV shot.
It's beautiful. That's
awesome.
And then, obviously, when he's chopping her through the
mask.
No, not the man, not the kid, but when she's in the Jamie Lee Curtis's
closet.
Oh, when he comes
through. When
the closet,
he chops through there, that's the scariest moment.
Like one of the first
in movie history.
Have that type of shot, and that's been like done to
a lot. Yeah.
Oh, every movie's done it, but and I know everybody talks about Black Christmas being like the original slasher thing, but Mike Myers is so
great. I love the
Michael fuckers. Michael Myers is just spooky.
Did you like part two, part three?
I liked part two. Part three was horrible because it wasn't him.
It wasn't, yeah, Season of the Witch.
Part four was the death of Donald Pleasance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a great one.
And part five.
I think that's almost on par with one. Five is the kid.
Mm-hmm. Like the cousin or something?
Yeah.
Which is dark when they get to the the hospital.
Yeah.
I like the hospital shots.
Where's the floating head come in? I remember playing
six.
I remember playing it like on the video game.
That's you're thinking of Jason.
Friday the
You're thinking of Friday.
Oh, man, I'm thinking of Friday.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Remember the old school like Nintendo game where
that was his mom's head flat floating around. So that's like from like part one and two. Yeah.
Spooky. Did you like the remake? The Halloween.
No,
remake?
The Rob Zombie one? No, and I've seen it on people's lists. And I'm like, how is that even comparable?
But isn't it funny to think that some guy was like,
even the opening sequence that he tried to do a cool shot, it's not very fucking cool.
So no we need a Rob scary mask. Good. Let's go get William Shatner's face and.
Out, inside
that is
out.
The original mask was modeled after his William Shatner.
That's great.
Scary guy.
Scary guy.
Thank you, Bill.
Ooh. Thank you, Carpenter.
Yes. Carpenter's made a few appearances. He might not be done. I don't know.
He might
see.
Not.
We were watching.
Is that it? Are you good?
Crazies. That's number one.
Three.
That's it.
What do you got, Brian?
I quit.
I'm guessing.
What are you guessing?
Whoa.
House of Corpses?
No, that's not on my list. It should be. It's great, though. I love that movie.
Evil Dead's on this list, though.
Yeah, give Rob Zombie some props since Gotti hates him.
I gave
Gotti's hate list is growing
just
every,
for that.
Every podcast.
He's quality. Rob's fine. I just
hate
that
list.
Movie.
Rob
I don't
Zombie's
like.
On it now.
He's fine.
All right, so.
Tall bastard.
I guess a one on my list, like what's it called?
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Thank you. It's an Italian horror film called Demons by Lombardo Bava. It scared me so much growing up. It's an 80s movie, and it's like an 80s movie. Like it's not a John Hughes movie, but it is reminiscent of like
John Hughes of
you know
it's
80s
not,
music and everything.
John Hughes had remade that movie.
Yeah, seriously. It's crazy. It's such a scary premise where somebody gets people in the city to screen a new horror movie, and they lock them in this theater, and this demon force takes over people, and they turn into like
the
demons.
Ring.
Did it end like?
Oh,
Shyamalan
I'm sorry.
It's not from the movie. It's like this sacred mask.
Didn't end like Shyamalan produce something like that recently called Demon?
The Devil.
Five Guys at Devil. Yeah.
That was
Devil.
In
the
Elevator.
Elevator, and it wasn't
way
very
different.
Good.
Demon's definitely not.
Yeah.
Demon scared
don't
me.
Don't mistake these
Demon's
two
definitely
films.
Good.
Yeah.
And
Devil,
it's a,
not so much.
And it's a crazy ending too, a twist ending. But it's that scared me for some reason. Just the effect, the practical effects on that. See that movie. It still holds up.
Is that the one starring Dennis Miller?
Dennis.
Yes. The ref. No.
Demon Knight.
No, that was that Dennis. Miller?
That's not
no,
Dennis
that's
Miller.
Bordello of Blood.
Oh, Bordello of Blood.
Billy Zane.
Demon
Knight.
Billy Zane.
Yeah, but still Tales from the Crypt.
You know what? Good movie.
Yes, good movie.
Bordello of Blood.
Bad actor. Good movie.
No, not Bordello of Blood. The
Corey Feldman's best performance.
No, the Burbs. I'm telling you.
And a couple others on the honorable mention list were The First Nightmare on Elm Street.
Spooky.
Nice.
Always good. Freddy is. There's some creepy scenes in
what
that.
About the remake of that?
Didn't like it.
Exactly.
I like the original.
Damn you, Jackie.
I liked it.
Why?
And the last honorable mention is George Romero's Dawn of the Dead. Just think it's perfect in every way. Such a great movie. Zombie movie. It's kind of scary.
Kind of?
It is, but it's still like... It is.
With zombies coming at you.
Do you like a remake of that? Since we'll be talking about remakes later.
I love the remake of that. That was awesome. Zack Snyder's first feature film. But yeah. So my number three is Evil Dead, Sam Raimi.
Shocking.
Wait. Shocking.
Evil Dead 1 or 2?
1.
Really? 1 is by far the scariest.
The scarier than 2, because 2 is...
More campy.
Same thing
with a budget.
Better than 1. Yeah. 2 is better than 1. Okay. But 1 is scarier, because it doesn't have a lot of the Three Stooges.
Well, you're not used to Bruce yet. It's just fucking spooky.
A lot of people would say Evil Dead 2 over...
Yeah, like I say, it is a better movie, but I would always go scarier. It's 1.
I still think Evil Dead's scary. I agree with you.
The second we've already named is The Shining.
The shit.
This is scariest. And the number one being The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
The Exorcist is literally just...
Wow, I knew it.
How they...
Her language
took
horrible.
A beautiful young girl who's so sweet and innocent and made her into a terrifying monster was amazing.
You think she realized and
it's
she was doing that?
A two and a half... Yeah, she did. 2.5-hour movie, and there's so much character development before she turned that it's just even more terrifying.
Even and the stuff with the cross right now, that she was doing? So.
Yeah, so how they the crucifix masturbation scene,
everybody's doing it.
They put a box with wet sponges down there and just said, you just have to, you know, stab it there. And then when they asked her, like, do you know what you're saying? It's like, well, no, I'm not saying it. Reagan's saying it. I'm not saying it.
You do as Billy Friedkin.
And so we talked about the poltergeist deaths. There's a lot of deaths have happened on Exorcist too, but yeah, Exorcist is still scary. And a lot of people don't know that Max von Sydow, who played the elderly father priest, he was actually like in his 40s during that movie. All that was makeup. And after that, he was getting trouble getting movie parts because everybody actually thought he was like 70. He was actually in his 40s.
Wow,
that was all makeup to make him look old.
Well, in that case,
which was pretty awesome. But yeah, how's your pickle?
Taste your pickle.
It's a horror pickle.
Salty. Wow, that's a great list. Bro.
That is a good list. These are all good lists.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few that we've missed, but I'm sure you guys will tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
Diverse opinions in this group. Please tell us what you're scared of and what are your favorite.
What are the best horror movies? I expect somebody to say Ernest Scared Stupid. That's all I'm saying.
If that's on someone's list, someone's going to have hell to pay.
Leprechaun 4.
Critters.